U.S. never stopped torturing people at Guantanamo Bay, UN expert warns. The Aegis Alliance, the United Nations' unique rapporteur on torture Nils Melzer, released a new statement Wednesday with claims and facts that the Gitmo detainee Ammar al-Baluchi is continuing to be subjected to being tortured by United States forces, with such treatment options that are banned below international law. Baluchi has become accused of possessing to have facilitated 9/11 and was employed under Osama bin Laden as a courier. During his time being detained at a CIA black internet site, he was beaten repeatedly by interrogators and subjected to a number of enhanced interrogation approaches. Even though the U.S. nominally enforced a ban on torture practices 10 years ago, Melzer is indicating the facts he knows is that Baluchi is continually being subjected to being deprived of sleep, along with other mistreatment, and hasn't been offered access to suitable medical attention and healthcare for the torture he suffered from previously. The Pentagon denies this as the case, stating they have seen no credible evidence any torturing took place. That this is being presented this with the exact same type of talk as the reports of civilian deaths during U.S. airstrikes is quite bizarre, because of the fact that while United States doesn't have access to victims of their strikes being carried out on the ground, they would surely be aware of the therapy of the detainees inside their own facilities. Yet rather than categorically denying that torturing is taking place, they pretty much deny that the proof that it exists. Kyle James Lee, The Aegis Alliance. This work is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 4.0 International License.